All right, going to track down Danny Woodhead here shortly. He is a guy that is a LeBron lover, so therefore he's a Laker lover. So I'm sure he is loving the news of the week that has dominated the headlines, and that is the big trade that sent Anthony Davis to Los Angeles. And it sounds like Rob Pelinka and company have been working diligently to try and clear some more cap space, trade Mo Wagner, do some different things to maximize the amount of cap space so they can go get a max player. But it'll be interesting to see what ultimately ends up happening. We might be able to tell a little bit better tonight based on kind of what happens in the draft with various trades or whatever, you know, how that is shaping up. Well, let's bring this dude in. Huh? Let's bring him in. One Danny Woodhead joins us now. Danny, first of all, how are you on this glorious, gorgeous Thursday on June 20th, 2019? How you feeling, brother?
I'm doing great. How my dog's doing?
Oh, roof, we're feeling good right now. I mean, because I figured, are you still this LeBron Lakers Anthony Davis trade? Yep. I mean, are you feeling as good as I am? I'm just anybody that's acting like, oh, they gave up too much. What you? I mean, you had to land AD. You just had to.
No, they did give up too much if they're planning on winning a title in 7 years, right? or if they're thinking they're going to make the playoffs in 7 years. Yes, gave up too much.
Right, right.
You did.
Right. That's true. I didn't think about that timeline.
Last time I changed, nothing against BI and
Lonzo
yeah. and Homer. But when did any of them become a third of AD?
Never.
Exactly. And the people that are saying this are either related, best bros, or they have something on them.
Yeah.
As far as like Lonzo, BI, they have something on them that they could expose. Because I thought it was an incredible trade. I thought Lakers wise, I think it's going to be good for New Orleans, but they're not necessarily trying to win now, it doesn't seem.
Exactly. Like, they're looking to get a young core and grow. Yeah.
Like this was an incredible trade for the Lakers.
Well,
they're talking about, you know, if they get it, the trade done on the 6th or the 30th because of cap room. I don't care.
Yeah, either one, you're good to me.
Like, you have AD with LeBron, and my thing is, I'm a little leery of getting another max guy.
So you would spread the money around?
I think it'd be fine. I think it'd be fine, and I think, it'd be great if you get Kawhi, but how realistic is that?
That isn't happening. I think Kemba is the only
AD or Kawhi being the third
no,
wheel.
No,
I don't.
No, I agree.
I think obviously Kemba would be the greatest, but he's passing up on so much money if he comes to the Lakers.
Yeah, like $50 million. It's one thing to pass, leave $5 million on the table, $50 million on the
million,
table.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's tough.
But the thing is, I mean, you go out and sign a JJ Redick. Or go out and sign a Danny Green and team him with Patrick Beverley. Because neither of those two need to do anything. And then you have AD, Braun, and Kuzma. If they keep Kuzma, who knows? I mean, I think they will.
I think they will too.
But like at the end of the day, like Kuzma is a waste if you bring in a max guy, kind of.
Right.
To me.
Right.
Like, what's he going to do? Like, he averaged 18. What's he going to do now? Average 11?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if they were so worried about keeping Kuzma, like what are they doing? You know, that's kind of my idea. Like, I think Jimmy Butler would work great because he doesn't have to be a guy.
Right.
And then he's not going to be playing with a bunch of young guys. He's going to defer to LeBron. But the thing is, you have to think you're going to be paying 30 plus mil for that. When if you have 30 mil to go around, use it on three legit dudes. Like, yes, Jimmy's legit, but I'm saying, like, get some role players. Look at Toronto.
Yeah, like, they didn't play a single bad player. Like, not one.
No. And that's the thing. And did they have a bunch of stars? No. That's okay, though. Like, you have to, there's a reason you have role players.
Right.
And, you know, I personally think LeBron is going to come out with something to prove this year, and he doesn't have the he's not going to have that groin deal. Some people forget they were in the fourth seed when he got hurt.
Right. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Well, and the other thing too with like
your guy,
the trade. The other thing with the trade too is like, do people forget that the chemistry? And this is, I mean, it's probably LeBron and Rich Paul and AD's fault, but the chemistry in that locker room had gone south. Like, so for people who are like, oh, what were you gonna, like, you were just going to start the season with that same core group of guys? Like, that was a disaster. So it's like, everybody's out thinking themselves if they're saying that this trade wasn't the right thing to do.
I agree, because the thing is, Nick, if they were going to start the season with those people, everyone in that organization should be fired.
Yes. You had
like
to,
everyone.
Yes.
I mean, you go trade for some, even if you don't get AD, well, you find someone else to trade for them,
right?
Because you're not keeping that together. What? You're keeping together terribleness? Like, hey, let's do everything we can to just be terrible.
Right.
Okay, well, the recipe's last year, so let's just do the same thing. I don't know, man. The people that say it was a dumb trade, I almost feel like they don't know. Maybe they're just not an NBA fan, or they don't know anything about team sports.
I don't know what it is. I think there are some NBA people that want to be the smartest guy in the room and like outthink themselves. You know what I mean? It's like there are only about seven or eight, and that might be being a lot. There might be more like six guys that truthfully impact like winning and losing a championship. Six, seven, eight right. guys. The Lakers have two of them, okay? Two of them.
If I don't have LeBron, Kawhi, or KD or Steph, and I'd maybe even put AD above a few of those.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they have two of them.
Yeah.
They have two.
They got two of them.
They have two guys. Let's be honest. If you look back to a couple years ago when Cousins was with the Pelicans, and that year they were in the playoffs. I can't remember if it was against the Warriors or whatever, but AD was single-handedly. Like,
he was incredible. Yeah, he was unstoppable. They beat the Blazers.
LeBron?
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't think people get how good. And I was saying this the other day, like, in basketball, it's easier for guards to control and dominate games. It's harder for big guys, because some people may be going, well, if AD is so good, why isn't his team won as much? It's like, it's harder for big guys to, they still need a great guard. And all of a sudden now Anthony Davis is going to have LeBron James with him. Like,
right.
This guy, I think we just have no idea how good Anthony Davis really is.
I agree. And the thing, I think, this may sound like a really dumb comment, but I don't think people really, really, really realize how good LeBron is.
Yeah,
too.
Right. People,
I kind of feel like, even myself, I'm a big fan, but it's like this year has shown how much, once he's gone, how much we've kind of taken, you know, just for granted that we get to watch LeBron James.
Yeah, I know.
Like, once he's gone, yes, there are still some great things that happen in the playoffs and stuff, but it wasn't the same, Nick. It just wasn't.
No.
That's even people that aren't LeBron fans. Like, they know that.
Right.
Kind of like Tiger. LeBron moves the needle, man. Let's not act like he doesn't. But I just think, man, I think they don't, like, they're worrying about opening up space for another Max. They don't have to. Like, they're already in conversation. And we're talking, I mean, the whole Chris Paul thing, Harden thing is a whole other deal, but everyone was talking about how they were going to maybe, you know, unseat the Warriors, and it's like, they had James Harden and Chris Paul. James Harden's a baller. Chris Paul's always been a baller, but, like, right now, and you have AD and LeBron, like, that's how many notches above them. They're going to be competing for a title.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
Even without it, like, why not add a Patrick Beverley? All he is a
tough dude
on steroids.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's
a Rondo that can shoot.
Right. I mean,
I don't know.
He was, like, guarding
know.
Durant for a little bit and, like, doing an okay job at, like, 6 feet
but
tall.
He's just a dog.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he's the same IQ as Rondo, because Rondo's brilliant basketball-wise. But, I mean, you add a Patrick Beverley, you add a J.J. Redick or a Danny Green that just stands out there and shoots the ball, well, it's going to be hard to double-team.
Right.
Patrick Beverley can shoot. He's a Rondo that can shoot.
I know.
Kuzma can shoot. Like, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you're in a pretty, I mean, if you can really surround those guys with a bunch of three-point shooters, it's going to be brutal. Like, it's going to be.
I agree. And the thing is, yes, you added Jimmy Butler. Yes, you added Kemba. But, like, my only thing is, that's a lot of money for being a third wheel of the LeBron James big three era when the third guy never does what he did.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, look at Chris Bosh. He wasn't Chris Bosh of Toronto. He was great, and he did really good things. Same with K-Love. My thing is, it's just, you know, that third guy is never going to be what the max is, I feel like, once it was he's with LeBron. And that's, people can complain that LeBron needs the ball or whatever, but, like, that's just kind of the truth, and that's why I love a big two with a bunch of ballers around.
That's and my guess is that's where this thing is trending. You know, because yeah. I don't think Kawhi's coming.
Now, if you get Kawhi, I mean, you take Kawhi.
Yeah, I mean, if Kawhi, yeah, yeah, like at the same time, if Kawhi calls up,
I don't
but yeah,
that is realistic.
I don't either. If that's the thing, if Kawhi Leonard calls and says, "Hey, I'm coming, I'll take less money," you're obviously not going to be like, "Yeah, no thanks, I'll take Danny Green instead." You know, like you're going to say, "Yeah, we'll make it work."
Honestly, what they could do is sign you and I to the veteran minimum.
Oh, yeah.
And we get to go hang out and practice.
I will be a great teammate. I mean, I will be such a good teammate for 82 games. Like, you have no idea.
Oh, for sure. I'd tear my face off.
I mean, I'd be the best teammate of all time. That's what we need. That's what needs to happen, you know? That's what needs to
happen.
Hey,
I agree.
You brought up Tiger. Are we a little I mean, we love Tiger. Tiger is family to us. But, like, are we a little disappointed? Like, if you'd have told me after Tiger won the Masters that Tiger would miss the cut in the PGA and then finish, like, tied for 22nd at the U.S. Open, I'd have been a little disappointed. Where are you at with Tiger and what happened last weekend?
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I don't love where he's at. I'm not, but I'm also someone that I don't want to just, like, if anyone that knows me just in life, I'm not someone that just kind of settles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just happy after Tiger won his 15th. I'm not just like, okay, yeah, let's ride off to the sunset. No, like, I'm a Tiger fan. Like, I want him to be in every tournament. And I think he can be. I think that Masters win, I think the PGA Championship's a little bit more understandable. You know?
Yeah, right.
I get it.
Right.
It was a first in a long time, but all right, now be back on the horse and figure it out, man.
I agree.
And the thing that's tough to watch, too, I mean, he made a few putts, whatever, but he misses a lot of putts.
Yeah, he didn't putt well. He put himself in position. He had a lot of makeable birdies, especially on Saturday, maybe. He had a lot of makeable putts. Yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, his putter, like, I don't know what it is, and it's just frustrating because I feel like you see other guys just dropping putts.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's the thing that kind of stinks. I get that you want to take time off. I'm all for that and hang out with the family, but he's not playing before the Open. I don't love that.
I know.
I don't love that. I don't know. I mean, I may be out of line, but at least if you're going to practice, just practice putting. You don't need any help on your irons.
Right.
He's the best. I think he's the best iron player right now. And I don't think it's close.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's what I just it for me. There was like there was clearly a trend going in the right. Like he finishes at one point. He was leading in the back nine of the British Open last year on Sunday. Then he finishes second at the PGA. You know, like, and then he wins the Masters. Like, I was ready for him to really kind of like take off, not necessarily win both the PGA and the U.S. Open, but I thought things were trending in a direction, and it feels like he's
compete.
Yes, yeah. Can he consistently compete? And that's where it felt like it was headed.
I agree, and I personally am becoming a huge Brooks Koepka fan.
Yeah, I like him. I like that guy. He's officially like an intimidating guy on like you him on a Sunday. You better know where that dude's at and be aware of that dude.
And there's a reason he's number one in the world right now.
Right.
I mean, he is so good.
Yeah, it's insane.
And like you said, he intimidates. I mean, he doesn't. It doesn't look. I mean, obviously, it he notices it and feels it, but like there's no it's almost like he doesn't look like he feels pressure, and I feel like the guys around him think that too.
Right. I know. Have you watched that Scott Frost video he tweeted out with that like Navy SEAL workout thing the team did? Have you watched that?
Yes, I just watched it.
I mean, Danny, we have a lot of respect for Belichick and Brady, but at this point, if Nebraska went to New England, I think Nebraska would win by 3 touchdowns at this point.
I think it would be, I think it might be closer than that, but definitely they win.
Have you ever done any workouts like that? You ever do any of those Navy SEAL type stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we've done some different things. I want to say when I was at San Diego.
Yep.
But you know what the thing is? It's cool too because what it looks like they're trying to do, and I mean, Scott can definitely say this is wrong, but it's just to get everyone on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Get everyone, you know, I mean, it sounds, everyone likes
that
to make
sounds
fun of PJ
simple,
Fleck.
But it's not.
Yeah. Yes. And everyone makes fun of PJ Fleck for rowing the boat.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But like, I mean, in the NFL, yes, but even especially at the college level, because you'll figure it out in the NFL because you have lives and families dependent on it. But to get everyone, because I think at one time they're talking about one heartbeat, and like, yep. And that's the thing that they, once they get to where everyone's bought in, every single person, they're starting to get the talent that is good enough.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And if you can get everyone buying in and going in the same direction, like you can do a lot of really special things. And I think now as far as I don't know what they're going to end up like. We won't know until like the first couple games to really see what they're going to be because they're practicing against themselves.
Sure.
But I think they have an opportunity to have a really, really good team this year.
I'm pumped, man. That video was,
it's amazing.
It's really well done.
It almost gets you back to the old Husker feeling, doesn't it?
Yes.
Back in the day.
I mean, again, I just had so much confidence in that team right there. I mean, it was so exciting.
No, I think they have playmakers now that can really make plays,
mm-hmm.
and I think that makes all the difference in the world.
Right. I know. I just can't wait. I mean, we're so much closer than you think to the start of this thing. Like, I mean,
oh, it's close.
It's close to fall camp, dude. It's getting close.
It's July 4th right now.
It pretty much is. Let's be honest. Let's just get
and
to
the thing
fourth
is, once you get to July 4th, you have a couple things. Oh, maybe a vacation or whatever, and bam.
Boom.
Training camp.
Oh, yeah. By the way, our boy Roby, according to my sources, he's picked in the 30s tonight, so early second round. Our boy Isaiah Roby's going to get picked.
Really?
That's what I've been told.
You know what? I really, really hope for his sake that he does.
So do I.
Because if he goes in, like, the mid-40s, the 50s, or even 40s, it's just like, it's just tough. Like,
yeah.
Because it's like you're just an undrafted free agent, which you can make a team.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'm saying that, like, as far as football, but, man, there's just so fewer spots in the NBA.
Totally.
And that's just, and it's just tough. And the thing that sucks is I don't think all these agents tell the players that. You know?
Yeah, well, you just do the math.
They tell him all the positives. Now, he could get drafted and have a really good summer league, and they're like, you know what? Let's give him a guaranteed contract.
Right.
That would be amazing. But if it doesn't happen, and next thing you know, he's playing in the developmental, is it the G League?
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks.
I know.
I'd rather be playing college basketball because they don't pay the same, and
no.
I don't think everyone understands that, but it is not, it's a little bit probably comparison to minor league baseball,
mm-hmm.
You know, in minor league baseball, you don't get paid.
Right.
Now, if you're a high draft pick, you might've got your signing bonus, but playing in those minor leagues, I mean, that's a grind.
Total.
An absolute grind, and you really don't make much money.
I think everything's going to work out. I think he's going to get picked. I think it's going to be a good situation. But you just hope so. Whenever a guy's leaving early, I hope everything works out for him and he isn't living with regret. What do you got?
The best situation for him, I think, is if he goes to the Lakers. but think about it. If they're going to be spending all that money,
yeah, get a cheapo,
fill out the roster.
Oh, baby. Me, you, Roby on the bench for the Lakers. Come on now.
It's a pretty good crew. He would actually have a chance at playing. I think we're more practice players.
Yeah, we're just
on the floor.
Yep.
And slap the ground.
Rebounders, rebound for LeBron, rebound for AD, right. and yeah, that's. But I'll gladly do that.
The thing is, they could outlet it to me, and I could push it up and pass it. I might rain a couple.
Yeah.
I might rain a couple because I'm looking at just practicing deep shots like Curry.
Yeah. Attaboy.
You know, but the thing is, once I start raining them, they're going to realize you just kind of have to be around him.
Yeah.
Because he's only 5'8".
Yeah. Now we got problems. I love it. Oh, God. Danny, I mean, you're the man. You are the man. Hey, our Lakers are coming up.
You're the man.
We're hanging in there. We'll cheer for Roby, and we'll catch up next week. All right, dude?
Hey, sounds good, brother.
You got it. Danny Woodhead, dropping knowledge. All right, up against the clock. Take a break. Get into some of my draft sleepers, different things with the draft. Also got some other thoughts on Roby I want to get into. Lots of stuff here on Game Time.